Number 36, delegate things that are uninspiring. This is a piece of setting goals. This is a piece of not comparing yourself to others. This works right off of the vision and mission that we set in the last video on number 35. And this also involves having gratitude for things. But it's about ultimately delegating away things that are uninspiring to us that we feel are necessary to have, but we would rather not be the ones doing them. Because this is about being able to free up your time in order to fulfill the purpose that you want to have fulfilled on earth, on life, as we go through the rest of our journey. And this doesn't matter. You can be doing this at 20 or 30, but certainly it's wise for us to look at after 40, but even at 50 and 60 and beyond. There's things in our life that we can say, you know what, I'm just not going to do that anymore. Let me find something, some service, some person, some thing online maybe that can take over that for me that I can keep an eye on to make sure it's done to my satisfaction. But now I can take that burden off my shoulders so that I can focus a little more strongly here. In businesses, my own chiropractic practice, for example, when we hire different people, such as I have people that answer phones, that deal with files, that make sure that the day-to-day flow of everything in the office works, and that kind of tell me where to be so that I can focus my effort and energy on making sure I'm giving the greatest care to my patients. I've delegated away these things. Not that I find them terribly uninspiring, but my time is more inspiring to work on helping patients with their problems. I have people now that can answer the phones, that can make sure that the patients are taken care of. They're a little wiser, a little more inspired to be doing different aspects of it. And so I can pay them to do it, to take the burden off me. And if you look at just about any type of business or corporation, you're going to see that the specializations and jobs are kind of done so that it's delegated over here, it's delegated over here, so that more things can get done a little more efficiently. You can treat yourself and your personal life a little bit as a business for your own health and longevity by delegating away the things that are uninspiring. And now that you're a little more firm on where you want to go, you can ask yourself this question. What are some of the things in my life that, yes, at the end of the day, I find I have to be grateful for them, for the challenge they're giving me, but it's a recurrent theme, and it's something that maybe I'd be wise to say, can I find somebody to take this over so that I don't have to focus time and effort and energy on it, and I can put a little more time, effort, and energy over here? And in personal life, it's something as simple as having your long moan, and maybe having somebody, maybe a young man in the, or woman in the neighborhood would love to make a little extra money, and they'd like to come mow your lawn during the summertime. Or you can hire a service to come mow your lawn so that that's taken care of and you don't have to spend the time doing it. You can still go out there and make sure it's done to your satisfaction, but now you don't have to worry about making sure your yard looks nice for the neighborhood. Now, if you love going out and working in your yard all day, beautiful, by all means. There might be stuff inside the house then you need to delegate away. You may need to hire somebody that's going to help clean once a week. Maybe you can hire a service such as the different apps we have that can go get food delivery and grocery pickup for you. You could even just go ahead and order from restaurants in order to get different types of meals rather than you having to take the time to cook and prepare on your own. There's many different ways you can delegate things away, but the first thing you want to do is ask yourself, what is it that's not terribly inspiring to me that I want to have done in my life, but maybe it would be wise for me to find somebody else to do or some other service to help me with? We do a lot of it by having accountants take care of our taxes and by taking care of our finances every year and hiring fiduciaries. I did talk about learning about managing money, but I said in that video, it doesn't mean you have to be a master and an expert and a Warren Buffett in investing, but having knowledge behind it so when you delegate that to a master, you know what's going on enough to be able to keep an eye on it and make sure it's going the direction you want to go. So that's a little bit about what delegation can be. Now, my task for you today is really look through your own life, and it doesn't matter where you are in that journey, and say, what is something in my life that I would like to delegate away that I can delegate away that's going to be realistic with where I'm at now, that's going to help me take time that I can use now to focus on another aspect of my life in order to grow on the mission and the vision and the journey that I would love to be on. Because that's ultimately going to add to your health. It's going to ultimately add to your longevity, because now you're not going to be weighing yourself down with things that aren't as terribly important to you to actually do yourself. So go ahead and comment below and tell me, what types of things are you looking at delegating? And what have you already delegated that maybe you didn't even think about? You're already delegating away to services. A lot of people, while there's a lot of homeschooling I know about, a lot of people still delegate the teaching of their children to public schools and private schools. So there's all these little aspects that are already going on. It's about finding these other little pieces that maybe you can do that with too.